hit the ground. Wow, they can really do that.
Yeah.
That, you know, and they're inspired by working with these dancers of this caliber.
Well, the professional's work ethic is so contagious to our ballet company. We have a pre-professional ballet company here at Ballet Bartlesville, and those kids really dedicate their after-school lives to studying ballet and becoming as professional as they can be without being a professional.
Wow. We're talking with Kathy Zervis, and she is with the Bartlesville Civic Ballet. And again, the date for the Nutcracker?
The date for the Nutcracker is the 21st, Saturday the 21st, and Sunday the 22nd.
Wow.
On Saturday, it's at 7:30. Sunday is at 2 o'clock. But before that, the weekend before that, which is coming up this next weekend, is our Christmas a la carte house tour, which we have put on since 1979.
So you've had a little practice.
A little practice, right. And four beautiful homes will be opened, and they're all different. The purpose being people want to see Christmas decorations. They also want to get ideas about maybe how to decorate their homes in an everyday fashion. And so the variety is certainly there. We have two downtown homes, one new home, and one ranch-style home that I think will be exciting for everyone to see. But incorporated in our Christmas a la carte are some other smaller fundraisers. We have the Sugar Plum Shop, which features many nutcrackers, ornaments, and gifts that will be in one of the homes. Mm-hmm. And then we have a bake shop with a enchilada sale going on in another of the homes. So,
do you need a taste tester?
Yes, and you need to come. So it kind of gives everybody, you know, stocking up for the holidays with baked items and a possible dinner when your kids are home visiting or family is home. It's kind of a nice difference from turkey and ham and that kind of thing. So,
well, this all sounds great. Now, how do we get involved in this Christmas a la carte? Is there a sign-up or registration involved? No,
well, you buy a ticket to go, and the tickets are available at Moxie on 2nd. Our sponsor for this event is American Heritage Bank, and they're selling them there at the bank. And also Buttercup Market up by Food Pyramid. The little gift shop there, they're selling them as well. The tickets will go off sale for the pre-sale at 2 o'clock on Friday, but tickets can be purchased at the doors of any of the homes.
Okay.
So, they're $5 more. So it pays to plan ahead.
Oh, yeah. It works out well for everyone. You know, they get to save money, and you know how many to plan for it. So it works out pretty darn good. Now, with the Bartlesville Civic Ballet, once again, you've got a dedicated group of people here to work with the kids and work with everyone. And is this a year-round process that
we start the rehearsals for the Nutcracker start in September along with auditions to the community and the company. And then in the spring, of course, we do another performance of a full-length ballet. So we'll be doing Cinderella this coming spring, which will be fun and a family favorite.
Indeed, and it's so much fun. The young people that participate in this, they really put their hard work into it, their heart, their soul, and just about everything. And it's really fun to watch them as they effort each week at getting just a little bit better, knowing their marks, knowing where they need to be. And boy, oh boy, when they finish that performance, what a sense of pride. You can just feel it. They radiate.
Oh, they do. And each year it just astounds me how much I always think this is the best one ever.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all fantastic. But we have two new guest artists this year. Our staple in the last maybe 5-6 years, they have retired. So we've contracted with another couple that are coming from Pennsylvania. The male artist, Alexander Akulov, I think that's how you pronounce his name. He's a Russian. He came to the United States. They danced in Rhode Island in a company there, and then now they're he married Lauren Kennedy, and they're both freelance dancers. So we're excited to see some new talent, and I think it'll be a fun experience for everybody. We change the Nutcracker up enough to make it interesting.
Oh yeah,
every year, you know, with new people and new costumes. Occasionally, we have to make new costumes because they wear out after 20 years. But there's always a few changes that make it interesting.
But the story is always still a great story, and the way it's performed, you're really never going to see the same performance twice. I mean, you'll see some replication, but you know, each one has its own life, as they say.
It does. And during that performance, we have our Sugar Plum Shop is back from the house tour. It's 2 weekends in a row, so mm-hmm. we have over 100 nutcrackers to sell.
Oh boy.
And it's a fantastic selection this year. I've gotten some new ones, and so I'll be running the shop as well.
You're not gonna
never
sleep.
Stops.
You can't wait till like January 3rd so you can rest a little bit.
That's right
But it is a labor of love now, isn't it?
It is. My daughters both danced in the company, and our daughter Melissa owns she's a director of her own company in Phoenix.
Wow.
And so it pays forward. I mean, you never know what the influence of a small community ballet company can do for other communities as your children grow up mm-hmm. and move on. Not all of them are going to be professional dancers,
no.
but they can sure influence their communities too, like Melissa has. And we've helped them we gave them old costumes to start with.
You gotta have something to start with.
We gave them our scenery, and it's worked out well for them. They've really come a long way.
One thing that the children learn is they go forward after participating in something like this is work ethic.
Right.
That really carries forward. And the determination not only to get it done, but done right. And
right.
That it pays so many more dividends than I think a lot of people realize on the surface.
Well, it gives them self-confidence.
That too.
Poise. And like you said, the work ethic is invaluable in anything they do. So it's a really beneficial art.
It truly is. And once again, for the folks who might not have heard completely about the Christmas a la carte, once again, this is four homes, and we've got the tickets ready to roll.
The tickets have been available for several weeks, and they can be purchased at American Heritage Bank, who is our sponsor of the event, and Moxie on 2nd, which is located right next to the Bartlesville Print Shop, and the Buttercup Market, which is near Food Pyramid.
Okay. And remember, this helps out in so many ways, and plus, you're going to get a few nice benefits out of it, too. It's going to be a good time and a good tour. And for ticket information for the Nutcracker.
Ticket information, the tickets are available at the Bartlesville Community Center mm-hmm. For reserved seats. Mm-hmm. And so you just call the box office during their hours. And
they'll take care of you.
And they'll take care of it. Right.
They do a great job, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Very, very good. And if anybody wants to know more, is there a website that
yes.
you have?
Yes. BartlesvilleCivicBallet.com. Mm-hmm. They can go on the website, and all that information is on the website.
Great. Did you include the history? Because I think that's pretty cool. I'd have to look on the website and see what you
You know,
there.
I'm not sure.
But I'll take a look there, because you got a great story. And for folks who are just coming into the community, it's a good story to invest in a little bit. Of course, it's great to invest and move this forward, too, not only for the kids, but also for the community, I think.
It is. It's rare for a community of our size to have the performing arts that we have.
Boy, you're not kidding. I was astonished.
Yeah. I think that's what makes Bartlesville so unique.
It is. It's not a casual flirtation with the arts. I mean, it's everywhere. And it makes our community, I think, just a little richer, a little bit more vibrant. and just a lot more fun to live in.
I agree. That's probably why I've kept at it for 45 years.
Well, it's a pleasure meeting you, Kathy.
Well, it is for me too, Tom.
And,
you.
You know, and, stop by whenever you got something coming on. You know how that goes?
I will do that.
We'll always give you a spot there at the microphone.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Thank you. Right now it's 9:44 here at K1, the one you trust.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.
Did you know the Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses is home to Bartlesville's largest selection of quality poinsettias? They have Christmas cactus and greenery to decorate your home for the holidays. And Green Thumb is an excellent place to shop for Christmas. They have Made in America musically tuned wind chimes and have everything for the hard-to-shop-for gardener, even gift certificates. That's Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on Knowwater Road, open Monday through Saturday 9 to 5, noon to 5 on Sunday.
It's time for a Bartlesville Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Bruin head boys basketball coach Clint Stewart, BHS 0-1 to begin the 2019-2020 season. Bartlesville opening up at Union on Tuesday night, 75-44. The Redskins beat the Bruins, and Coach Stewart, I mentioned during the broadcast that it was a pretty it was a scenario that wasn't great for you all. You have to open up the season on the road against a team that is really pressure-heavy. It's going to get after you on defense against a bunch of guys for you all who haven't played a ton of varsity basketball. And the only guy you returned from last year is your point guard who could not play on Tuesday. So you had a whole lot of guys that haven't played a whole lot of varsity minutes, didn't have your point guard, and you faced one of the better teams in 6A that pressures a lot, and kind of the end result, what we saw on Tuesday night.
Yeah, and you know, and this, it's about experience. And, you know, as you mentioned, you know, didn't have Shane, and he's really the only guy that's had a lot of experience. Adam got a little bit last year. But for everyone else, you know, it's going to be learning on the go. You know, playing varsity minutes and the intensity that comes with that, and gaining that experience, you know, on the go throughout the season. And so I think what you saw on Tuesday is, you know, just not a lot of experience. But, you know, the goal is for our kids is we continue to work and practice, continue to work, obviously throughout the games as well. We'll gain that experience over the course of the year and continue to improve. So, you know, I was happy to see that, you know, I thought there was a little lull in the third quarter where, you know, I thought we felt a little bit defeated and called timeout, talked to the boys, and then they came out and responded, I thought, really well. And that's what it's going to be about for us is we got to continue to respond and continue to improve. And so I think afterwards, you know, they understood that, and then, you know, they're ready to get back to work and get ready for our next one.
Yeah, I won't play Unions every single night. You guys will get Shane Simpson back for the next game. And as you mentioned, I thought there were a lot of positives. I obviously wanted to talk about Adam Nokvinda. We talked about him in the preseason, and you had mentioned kind of an increase in athleticism. You know, you see that a lot of times, high school guys, you know, between their freshman and junior years, they grow, get stronger, move into their bodies a little bit better. And Adam looked like a brand new guy out there to begin the ball game, and I was very impressed by him. And boy, if you can get him the ball in that high post, he's going to be a load for pretty much anybody to handle, I would think, in 6A.
Yeah, and then, you know, obviously can use his size, and he can shoot the basketball as well from the outside. And like I said, from the high post area, I mean, he can handle it and get to the rim. And the biggest thing for him that we've really been harping on, you know, throughout the preseason and beginning of the season is for him to just take his time, you know, especially if he gets the catch down low. Don't rush it, you know, see if they're going to double team. If they double team, you take on the double team and make the right play. If they don't, you know, then start working with the crab dribble and start thinking about, you know, how you're going to score the basketball. Because, you know, I think most of the teams that we play within our league, you know, he'll have an opportunity. If he gets it down there, you know, he'll have an opportunity to score it or get fouled and get to the free throw line. And so he played really well. And that was really good to see, you know, especially, you know, moving from his sophomore year to his junior year. You know, you can tell that he improved over the summer, which is really good. Just his confidence level has been, you know, really, really, really good. It's a lot higher this year than what it was, like, you know, the last 2 years. And I think he's understanding that, you know, hey, we're going to need you to play big and, you know, not just, not just a one-time thing, but night in, night out, he's going to have to play big for us.
And you can already kind of tell, because Union was focusing on this after just the first few possessions, that getting him the basketball likely to be a key for you all. Do you agree with that? It seemed like teams are probably going to do what they can to make sure that he doesn't get the ball in a position where he can hurt them. And I'm sure that's something he and the guards will both have to kind of work on together.
Yeah, and what Union did is, you know, we got him the ball early, and so their post guy got in foul trouble, and then they actually switched their best, you know, guard defender, bigger guard defender. So the best defender is probably their point guard, but as far as a bigger guard defender was Seth Shagwas, they switched him onto Adam just because he could use his kind of size and strength. But, you know, Adam still, you know, did a good job of getting to the rim and scoring the basketball. You got to expect that. You know, I think as teams see us, you know, Tuesday night there were only three teams in the conference that were playing. That was us, Union, and, you know, Jinx was playing a non-conference opponent. And so everyone was there, from Muskogee to Broken Arrow to Sand Springs to Owosso, was there watching. And so, you know, they're all going to say, hey, they're going to try to get the basketball in, you know, inside to number 11. And so we're going to have to, you know, our guards are really going to have to work hard to make the right passes. And Adam's going to have to work even harder because, you know, teams are going to try to take him away. So we're excited about that challenge. And I think, we'll respond to that.
And a few other positives. I was impressed by, you know, just grittiness from your guys. Had a lot of people on the floor diving for loose balls, even after the deficit was pretty big in the second half. I liked a lot of that I saw from LP Smith in the second half. I thought he came in and gave you some good minutes off the bench. I thought that Troy Rybel did a good job doing similar types of things. Cole Hicks knocked down a few three-pointers. So you had some other positives outside of Adam as well.
Yeah, and you know, I really was impressed with LP, you know, coming in off the bench and being a senior, and you know, even a senior and a guy that had been, you know, getting any varsity time last year. But, you know, he got in there and played hard and was scrappy, and that was really good for us. You know, and that's going to have to be our MO. You know, I think Tuesday we had 31 turnovers, you know, and we know coming into the game, obviously, without Shane, and, you know, the big thing was going to be we'd have to limit our turnovers. And that's going to be the staple going forward. But then also within that, you know, we're going to have to play harder than the opponent. We're going to have to be scrappier. We're going to have to execute a lot better. You know, I didn't think we executed, you know, some of our half-court sets, you know, as well as we could. And then even defensively, execution and keeping teams out of the paint. So I think there's areas that we can work on. But I also think that, I was impressed with some of the guys are just continuing to fight, continuing to play, and continuing to push through there to the end.
Bartlesville boys basketball coach Clint Stewart. Bruins off until Tuesday of next week when they'll take on Muskogee. So you get about a week here in between games. Do you like that, or would you rather just get right back after it on Friday?
At this point in the season, very early on, I actually like it. I think we can learn a lot from you know, this past Tuesday's game and obviously watching film and studying Muskogee and seeing, okay, here's what we're going to have to do and here's what we're going to have to do differently. I think for our kids, we need just a little bit more practice time to prepare ourselves for that next opponent. So I'm glad we have that time to do that. And like I said, we'll go battle and compete on next Tuesday and go down to Muskogee, which is always a fun drive on a Tuesday night. So I know our kids will be ready to play and we'll go get it done.
Bartlesville boys basketball coach Clint Stewart. Bruins fall to Union to begin the season at Muskogee on Tuesday night. Coach Stewart, appreciate it. We'll speak with you next week.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.
You're busy with the family, the kids, your job, and the impeachment inquiry is moving quickly.
What's going on in testimony?
This impeachment inquiry.
There was a quid pro quo.
Chase. Conspiracy theories.
Bribery.
What do you want from Ukraine? I want nothing. I want nothing.
Stay informed at the top of the hour.
People want to know.
Right here on K1.
Now, get back to the facts.
K1, AM 1400 and 93.3.
That is the big news today.
K1, the one you trust.
News Radio K1, AM 1400 and 93.3 FM.
It's
now time for the Outdoor Showcase. Here's your host, Greg Merrick.
Hello again, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us today for this edition of the Outdoor Showcase. Coming up on the program today, we'll take a look at our latest fishing report. That's coming up next on the Outdoor Showcase.
Hello there. This is Nat King Cole wishing you all a happy and a Merry Christmas.
The joy of living.